Be upwards to about 30% by Friday. Then a gradual shift back down of lower moisture to bring down the chance of storms Saturday as well as Sunday. 20% or so tomorrow with a partly cloudy sky to the 80s to 90 and about upper 80s with an isolated afternoon storm Friday, Saturday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's the Bogalusa Blues and Heritage Festival. Music, fun, and food for the whole family. The 5K Saturday Run. Live music by the Chitlins, Claire Keller, DK Harrell, Johnny Sanson, and Mr. Sip. Little Red and Big Bad with special guests Renee Gross, Greg Wright, and more. The Bogalusa Blues and Heritage Festival. Friday, Saturday, September 29th and 30th. Cassidy Park, Bogalusa. Directions, tickets, and camping info. BogalusaBlues.com. BogalusaBlues.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. I believe we are hot. And coming in ready for a big day on Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. It's hump day. We all love that. There's so many meanings to that. Paul Hurd, your host. Hurd's Louisiana Live. We are here. We are getting ready for more news for Louisiana. Some of it good. Some of it what we need to hear, including on the clemency hearing issues. And We'll bring that to you. We'll do our normal financial report. Everything's going the way we thought it would, the way we're afraid it would. And look, we're glad to hear from you. If you want to have you or your friends listen to us and you're not in your car, not on the radio, you can go to WGSO.com and you can pick this show up live, or you can actually, if you get home and you missed it, can pick it up as a recorded show that you can sort of listen to and get your Louisiana serving of hot political and business news. We're glad to bring it to you. Also, Louisiana Excellence Hotline. You can call the show at 504-556-9696. We'd love to have you, love to hear from you, love to have your point of view. And with the politics the way they're going, it's an interesting time in Louisiana. We've got some good changes on our way. Look, we've got a great show. We're going to do our financial report. Then we're going to talk a little bit about minimum wage, local and national. We're going to talk about how Louisiana is doing good, is doing much better dealing with its production of... Pardon me. This is the president calling me. Just kidding. How much better Louisiana is doing on our production of natural gas and our conversion of natural gas to liquefied natural gas, LNG, for us who are going to thrive in Louisiana because we're good at producing natural gas and turning it into LNG. And then the news on it is then it is transportable across the world. We can export natural gas as liquefied natural gas and make it possible to provide energy to people being held hostage by Russia and other the Saudis even. That's another interesting issue on that, because that's a production hostage taking, not really a transportation hostage. But look, we've got that. We're going to do minimum wage. We're going to talk about a little argument that you're going to hear. We need to stop spending in Washington, D.C. And our liberal media here in Louisiana, the Advocate, NOLA, bless their hearts, they're liberals. They can't see the world any other way. What news they bring to you has, instead of rose-colored glasses, they've got liberal-colored glasses. But they're going to with the fight coming for the budget in Washington, D.C., on whether or not they're going to appropriate money to run the federal government, FEMA is one of the entities that could get caught up in this, and it won't be. But you're going to see some caterwauling, some worrying and wailing about, oh, if we don't get a budget, i.e. spend too much in Washington, then FEMA may not have enough money to help if there was a tragedy. It's all hocus pocus. It's all pooty pocus. But we'll talk about that. I may have given the whole story right there. We're talking about tax breaks, different ways to render to them. I always find that about 90%, one of the best websites for liberal, we need welfare, socialism in Louisiana, one of the best reports if you want to get the word on how to run a socialist country, you need to get the Louisiana Budget Project's daily report. It's just consistent. It's just consistent that what we need to do is anybody who doesn't want to work, won't work, they don't need to work, we're going to pay them anyway. We're going to take care of them anyway. It's just a pitiful recommendations they make. We're going to go over those. And unfortunately, they are part of the establishment, the status quo, on why Louisiana's business performance and our business performance is so bad and our out-migration is so good. There's only one thing, well, there's two things now that Louisiana is good at. I'll say three. Food wins. You can't go anywhere and not have Louisiana food just knock the socks off anybody else. But the other thing we're good at is shipping our people out of the state forever. Our out-migration is as bad as Illinois, California, and New York. Bless their hearts. We knew why people were leaving there. We haven't figured out why they're leaving here. But again, one of the few things we do good is liquefied natural gas, food, and shipping our people out. We're going to talk about how to stop that. And now, there's two big issues in the state of Louisiana that you need to talk about, you need to think about. And don't think these issues are above you. Don't think these are issues that are going to be decided regardless of what you think. If you have a insurance policy with Blue Cross and Blue Shield in the state of Louisiana, you're going to be asked to vote to give your savings, the accumulated profit at the Blue Cross Blue Shield. You're going to be asked to give it away. You're going to be asked to say, let me just give this to the enlightened, woke crowd so they can take I'm a shareholder at Blue Cross Blue Shield. If anyone wants more information, if anybody wants to fight this merger, email Paul at paulherdlawoffice.com. What I'm telling you is this merger needs to be voted down until the policyholders are paid for the value of their policy. You may not realize it, but the Blue Cross Blue Shield is a mutual entity. You own it as a shareholder, and they are paying us a quarter so they can take, well, they're paying all the shareholders $180 while they take $3,000 that we should get, and they're going to pay it into a foundation controlled by the people buying it, not any benefit of you and me, and that's whose money it is. So we'll talk about that in more detail. It's confusing, but when we get to the real issues, it's not. You're a owner of Blue Cross Blue Shield if you had or have a policy with that insurance company. And what, anyway, I'll get to it. And lastly, we had a good development on the clemency board. We finally got somebody, some additional DAs to join in, and I believe the district attorney. The article just came across the wire. I'm going, first break we take, I'm going to get over there and print it out so that I don't tell you wrong. But I know we had at least six more district attorneys join with our district attorney in East Baton Rouge, Hiller Moore, to object to and try to prevent the pardon board from ignoring law, ignoring the procedures, ignoring the qualifications you must have to get a pardon, and just, it's just like stealing the Blue Cross Blue Shield money. It's just like trying to shove it up to the governor and let him do no matter what the law allows. Look, we're going to take our break. That's our first segment. We've now talked about what we're going to do. When we get back, we're going to do it. Paul Hurd, your host, Louisiana Live, is coming in hot today. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m. The place for unadulterated truths, brought to you by a pillar of the New Orleans community. From civil rights to constitutional rights to elder rights to just what's plain right, The Beat Exchange is your local community voice. Tune in to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m., only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right, America. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi. It's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, seven nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
It's the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Well, we're back. 4:15. We're glad to be here in the great state of Louisiana. We're making progress. I just pulled that report off the out of the NOLA news break, Matt Bruce, staff writer, just issued it 2 hours ago, and we'll get to it. Good news, our Jefferson Parish DA is on board. Thank you, Mr. Connick. Way to step up. We've got murderers on our hands. We do not need to release them. Now, we'll get to it. I'm just not going to let it step in the way. It's big. But let's talk about what's big today and what we've got in front of us. First, our financial report. Look, our financial report, the market was pretty flat. The S&P went down 41 points, which is maybe 1%. NASDAQ went down 209, which is 1.5%. That's a little bit more than nothing. And the Dow Jones went down 76, which is almost nothing. It's 0.22%. So it's all but flat. It's the flattest of the three. The long and the short of it is just what this program had predicted is the interest rates are catching up with the market because inflation, this is a term they like to use, is sticky. They keep thinking they're going to get it to go down, but it sticks. It sticks. It goes up and it sticks and stays there and it won't come back down. But it's an inflation play. And what happened is today, the 2 year, get this, we have been at 5.0 something for the last 2 weeks. And before that, we were 4.8. Today, 2 year Treasury closes at 5.17. That jumped almost a full tenth of a point in one day. It's big. 5.174 is 2 year, 3 year stayed at basically 4.4, but that gives you a 0.75 inversion curve. What does that tell us? It's what we've been saying for the last couple of months, and that is when that inversion curve starts steepening, and it did, we've been down in 0.6s, 0.5s, and we're now at 0.75. That's a significant increase in these rates. And what it means is the market is accepting the fact that these rates where they are either going to stay where they are, higher than they like in the market. The market likes free money. Or they're going to go higher. The Federal Reserve Bank Chairman Powell said that our higher interest rates are going to be with us longer, and he was hopeful that he would not have to continue to rise, but the inflation numbers are sticky. They're not coming down. In fact, the market ignored it, but they bubbled up. All of this to tell you, your stock market is in some financial arbitrage between if I put my money in the market, how do I yield versus if I arbitrage it and take it out of there and put it in the certificates. What happens is as interest goes up and interest on government bonds are a sure thing, stock market is not, more and more money comes out of the market, market goes down. But anyway, that's where we are. Look, Bitcoin lost a little bit. He's still about even. He's at 26,979. He's at 27,000. He lost his pants a month ago. Well, he's dressed again. He's not dressed well, but he's dressed. On the oil and gas side, the crude oil came down below 90. That's good. That shows maybe the Saudi-China-Russia squeeze at least took a break today. Let's see if we can get it on down to 85. And it has to do with, are they killing enough demand that the price is coming down. Natural gas, on the other hand, went up. We've got an article to talk about why natural gas is going up. Once you turn natural gas into liquefied natural gas, LNG, it's competitive with oil. It's shippable. It's liquefied. It's usable much the same way as oil. When it's natural gas and it's gas, it can be piped, but it can't be transported near as easily. Anyway, what happened was our natural gas is creeping up because we're creating ways to distribute it better. Oil is going up because the Saudis are trying to squeeze us. Makes me sick. But it's those things are what we deal with every day. That's why we have Louisiana Live. That's why we bring it to you every day to let you know that money you worked for that you saved, it's whether it's saved, whether there's threats to it. Now you know a little bit what happened today. Let me talk about one little development in the political world. It doesn't really mean much. It's pretty obvious and expected. Richard Nelson finally admitted to himself that he was not much of a candidate to be governor. Bless his heart, he's a legend in his own mind. I don't dislike him, but you know, sometimes when you just get around somebody who knows it all, it's hard for guys like that to be humble. He finally realized when he polled this week at 1%, he's been claiming to be a candidate for governor, claims that his highest numbers were probably 5%, and he's gone from nothing up to 5%, and now he's down to 1% above nothing. He stopped spending his own money and bowed out. He endorsed Jeff Landry, which was the only good political decision he's made this month. I think what you're going to see, and and Richard may be the first shoe to fall, the first step in this direction, and that is, I'm glad Richard Nelson, I'm glad John Schroeder, I'm glad Sharon Hewitt, I'm glad Hunter Lundy, I'm glad Sean Wilson are running for governor. Now let's get over to the quasi-conservative side and the real conservative side. I'm glad, and Mr. Wagaspack has run and is running. I think what you're going to see is that you're going to see the candidates that are polling now, less than a month from voting, you're going to see them drop out, and I hope on the Republican side endorse Jeff Landry so that we get a consensus of the conservative vote in Louisiana on the day of the election. And remember, early voting starts. We need to get this consensus done now because the only way for us to lose it is to destroy ourselves. Look, we'll be back. We've got more news, not much politics, more business, more clemency issues. Paul Hurd's your host. Louisiana Live's your program. Come on in and see us. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO, 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Thursday, St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's candidate John Gerba joins us. We'll talk to our all-star Josh Bernstein, unveil our new parody of the week, and talk to Jake Lang, January 6th political prisoner. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 AM. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with everything.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. Three employees of the DeSoto Parish Sheriff's Office were hospitalized Monday after a possible fentanyl exposure in the evidence room. The department's evidence supervisor remains hospitalized. Public Information Officer Mark Pierce.
I'd appreciate the public's continued prayer and to better your understanding of how dangerous some of these narcotics can be, and then they can pop up anywhere.
Pierce says the department's evidence supervisor remains in the hospital but is expected to recover. Louisiana Republican U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy is a co-author of a bill that would gradually raise the federal minimum wage to $11 an hour. Cassidy says it's time to have a responsible conversation about increasing the minimum wage for American workers.
A friend of mine has a bunch of Burger Kings, and he says he's not getting anybody for less than $12 to $15. So we have to recognize that the market has increased.
Cassidy also supported legislation in 2021 to raise the minimum wage to $10 an hour. LRN.
We the people. When the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution, I think they envisioned an America that was safe and prosperous for everyone, and a government run by the people, for the people, not a government run for the government. As a criminal prosecutor for 28 years, a commissioned sheriff's deputy for 25, a champion of victims' rights, and a civil trial attorney since 1991, as your next attorney general, I'll make fighting crime my number one priority. This message is authorized by the campaign to elect Marty Mailey, attorney general.
Have you lost Louisiana Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the Crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way, not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. We're glad to be here. At the bottom of the hour, half the show's gone. I don't know what happened. We've got more news that we got to bring to you. Let's talk about clemency. We're getting somewhere. The local media, The Advocate, finally, I guess that's the Baton Rouge version, finally decided to tell the public that Hiller Moore, the DA for East Baton Rouge, has a hearing scheduled for September 28th to argue why an injunction should be issued against the pardon board because it is violating state statute notice requirements to victims. And if I recall, I thought we put in our Louisiana Constitution that victims' rights are fundamental rights and that they are entitled to be included in any step dealing with their convict. The convict that did the damage to the victim and the victim family. And Pat, for example, is part of what the East Baton Rouge District Attorney has raised. I'm not going to talk to you about every legal step. The great news is it's a comprehensive brief. It seems apparent that the pardon board simply cannot proceed under the procedures that they're pursuing. But this is what's important. Thank you, District Attorney Connick in Jefferson Parish. He has filed his petition to enjoin this pardon process that would release his, not release, would reduce the sentence of the convicted murderers with death row, with death sentences, including an Emmett Taylor. He robbed a store, a pharmacy in Marrero, and just decided to shoot the lady who tried to run. She gave him the money and just ran. 69 years old, just blasts her in the back of the head. He was up from Jefferson Parish. I've got something to talk about with Orleans, but it's pretty bad, pretty bad. The Orleans Parish District Attorney, Jason Williams, is nowhere to be seen. We've got district attorneys who have murderers from their communities who have joined in, including from Natchitoches Parish, DeSoto Parish, Rapides Parish, Caddo Parish, Jefferson Parish, and Richland Parish. What's important about this is Orleans, East Baton Rouge, and Caddo are the three most unsafe cities, three of the top 10 most unsafe cities in America. We've now got Jefferson Parish DA stepping up, Mr. Connick. We've got the district attorney in Caddo Parish. You won't believe how many of these murderers come out of Caddo Parish. You wouldn't think it. They got a gang problem, a drug turf gang problem in Caddo Parish that is just generating as many murders as you would expect to come out of a major city. But anyway, the good news is their district attorney has now joined in the lawsuit that will be heard September 28th at 9 o'clock in the East Baton Rouge Parish courthouse. It's going to be interesting. I still ask everyone in Orleans Parish to call the DA's office, call Jason Williams' office, and say, we object to revoking the death penalty for Antoinette Frank and Mr. DeRisi. I'm not sure really how to say it. Clifford DeRisi. He was convicted of killing a 20-year-old. And an 11-month-old child. He first shot the 20-year-old over paying rent. He didn't want to pay his rent. And when the landlord came to collect it, he bushwhacked him and got him with a shotgun. A week later, he kills a 11-month-old child in a botched carjacking. He ends up with the death penalty, and the U.S. Supreme Court and Louisiana Supreme Court have both upheld his conviction. Let's see if this is another person. Oh, I think this is Antoinette. Antoinette, out of Orleans, executed her fellow NOPD partner, executed two young owners of a Vietnamese restaurant to steal their money. She got the death penalty. And right now, Jason Williams has filed no intervention in the civil suit to stop this procedure. That's what needs to do. If he just files an objection, he's basically supporting the revocation of the death penalty on Antoinette Frank. Please call the DA's office. If you tie up their phone system with call after call after call, tell the DA Williams to intervene in the suit to stop the pardon board. Object to the pardons, but intervene in the civil suit to stop the procedure to try to revoke these death penalties. Congratulations, Jefferson Parish. We've got a DA that stood up. He'll be ready, I'm sure. And let me say one last thing. If some DA says, oh, well, golly gee, we don't need to. Enough of them are carrying the ball. Let me tell you what they can do. They can file what's called an amicus brief in the civil action. They need to file their objection at the pardon board. That's just plain vanilla malpractice by the district attorney who has taken an oath to defend the people of his district and the judicial system of his district. He needs to file that objection. Second, he needs to file, and if you have a person who is being considered for a pardon because they've got the death sentence, you need to file at least, intervene or file at least what's called an amicus brief. And what that means is it's a me too brief that says our parish has the same problem. We believe that the petitioner who's trying to stop this crazy revocation of the death penalties in Louisiana, we support the immediate issuance of the injunction. Call him, call Williams' office, and tie up the phone until he tells you why he is not intervening in this suit to stop this criminal sanction of murder. Anyway, congratulations for those DAs getting in. If you're not going to get, and I can understand you may not want so many DAs in that it muddles up the hearing on the 28th. So perhaps working with Mr. Moore, intervening via an amicus brief may be the way for the rest of the district attorneys, now that there's at least seven different district attorneys, except for Orleans. Orleans has murderers of atrocious evil. That the DA should be voted out, should be recalled if he doesn't take every possible step that he can take to make sure that Antoinette Frank, who earned her death penalty, is preserved and will be executed because of her actions. Look, great news, great changes. We needed this. I worry about this because we've got to, if we stop and defend the death penalty, it will do more to slow down murder than will any legislation. If we begin to enforce the death penalty in Louisiana for the worst of our murderers. We'll stop this stuff. They'll quit pulling the trigger. They'll run instead of killing people. And that's part of what we need for street safety. Look, that's where we are. Clemency, great development. Look, we've already talked about this a little bit. I just wanted to say we need to bring good economic news to the program when it occurs. And here's the headline on City Business out of Baton Rouge, I believe. It says, I'm trying to see if I can give credit to the person who wrote it. I think it's a general writer for that paper. But here's the headline. U.S. is top exporter of liquefied natural gas in the first half of 2023, led by Gulf states. It's led by Louisiana, and those liquefied natural gas exporting stations that we've built in Cameron Parish, below Lake Charles, and those over in Texas. Our exports, in Louisiana, golly, I need to find the number, are up like 120%. We'll take a break, one last break. We'll do our last segment. We've got other good news. We'll have some fun when we get back. Paul Hurd, Louisiana Live, we're coming in hot.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration. Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. It.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for our 12th season of In the Red Zone.
Number 4, segment. We are here. Paul Hurd's bringing it to you. We'd love to hear from you. But look, we're probably going to finish this one up without any calls, but we're loaded up with news about critical strategic news about Louisiana. Our natural gas is coming back, our industry. We need to get rid of this governor, get rid of the president we've got. If we can replace both of them with pro-business, pro-oil and gas governor, which I know Jeff Landry is, I think John Schroeder is, I think Sharon Hewitt is, but they don't have the juice in this election. The people are coalescing around Mr. Landry. We're going to see how that goes. I also believe that let's hit this last strategic mega issue. Understand this. Louisiana Blue Cross Blue Shield is not a corporation that is owned by somebody. It's what's called a mutual entity. What that mutual entity means, Blue Cross Blue Shield, they issue insurance policies, okay? And then when you get to the annual meeting on who's going to vote for management, who's going to vote for the items that the typical shareholders would vote for, the owners of a mutual entity like Blue Cross Blue Shield are its insurance policy holders. I've been an insurance policy holder for Blue Cross Blue Shield for 20 years, maybe 25. And during that time, people have come and gone. But when you get to a point like this, somebody wants to buy Blue Cross Blue Shield. What's interesting is we're the owners. We vote every year on what we want to do with management. So far, we've done pretty good. It's a well-managed insurance, mutual insurance company. This new company is going to convert it to a stock company. To do that, they have to get a 2/3 vote of the policy owners to approve this. They call it a conversion from a mutual owned by the policyholders to a shareholder owned by the shareholders business structure. All right. The part of this proposal, now let's get this in your brain, okay? There are $3,200 million transaction. It's a $3.8 billion transaction. The interesting part is the policy holders own that entity. They have to approve that entity. Of the 3,200 millions, there's $3,200 million going to be paid. That's $3.2 billion. All right. What this proposal says is you owners, you people that have stuck with Blue Cross Blue Shield, that have paid premiums that have been sufficient for them to create net worth, to expand their business, you're going to get $200 million paid and spread along all the policyholders. The new owners are going to take the $3,000 million and they're going to put it in a foundation. That means they're going to take it from their right pocket and put it in their left pocket and say, oh, golly gee, we didn't want to pay the policyholders for their value for Blue Cross Blue Shield. We'll just keep it. And what's, I've never seen. This is theft in broad daylight. This proposal, there should be, instead of 200 million going to the shareholders, there should be 200 million going to the foundation and 3,000 million going into a foundation trust, whatever you want to call it, money that would be used to subsidize health care for the policy owners who will agree to let the new company own it. In other words, instead of 200 million, you should get 15 times what they've offered. This is, oh, and you ought to just see the pictures. You ought to look at the picture in the, oh, golly gee, where is it? The picture of the people, rich men north of Richmond. That's exactly what this is. This is stealing from the people. This is absolutely corporate greed and theft. I like business. I like capital business. But if I own it, I should be paid for it. And instead, they're talking about putting it in a foundation. Have you ever wondered how did the Ford Foundation ever end up a foundation by the Ford family from the profits of automobiles that is now against the internal combustion engine and is promoting anti-automobile policies? This is how. That's exactly. This foundation will be an advocate for government. It'll be an advocate for the wasteful subsidizing of health care for those who won't get out and work and pay for theirs. And it will be based on money accumulated from us who work and paid them an honest day premium. It's embarrassing. The simple answer is the payment that's going to the shareholders, the policyholders, the 180 million, I keep saying 200 million, but it's 180 million, it needs to go to their foundation. The $3 billion needs to come to a trust to benefit the policyholders of Blue Cross Blue Shield. Look, give me a call. Give us tomorrow. We're going to talk about this more. This is the biggest theft since the mob robbed Kennedy Airport and stole a couple of $1 million. Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Lives, your program. Come see us tomorrow. Tell your friends to get here. We got business to do.
Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause.
Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
This is the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
It's Jeff Pruehr. Join me weekdays from 7 to 11 a.m. for Ringside Politics right here on WGSO 990.